spent a little bit more time on this than I initially planned to, on the Walmart hookup situation. I was out with Photoshop Adam and Schwa this weekend for Schwa's birthday, a couple friends of the show, and Photoshop brings up this idea to me that, have I heard, if you go in the Walmart, like, after 10 o'clock, they tie you can ask the old woman, the greeter, you know, tell her, hey, I'm here for some action, or whatever you need to say, and they'll put a red ribbon on your cart, and you drive around, and you meet up with other people who have red ribbons. Well, if you've ever been around Walmart after 10 o'clock, you probably haven't seen this. So we started talking about urban legends, blah, blah, blah. Well, then Photoshop sends me an email with a couple different links to some websites, to some actually news websites, like abcnews.com, CNN's, money.com. Basically it was saying that there's this one in Virginia that tried doing this based on Germany. Like, I guess Germany started doing this first. And, like, geez, how many stores did it say? Let me see. 91 stores in Germany have been doing the single shopping campaign. On Friday nights, singles looking for romance, mindless flirting, or just a new friend head over to the neighborhood Walmart, where they're given a big, bright red bow to attach to their shopping cart or shopping basket. Then it's up to the willing participants to approach one another and take it from there. Well, yeah, that's in Germany. But, yeah, I guess this one in Virginia was... They stumbled upon this, that a Walmart in Germany had done this, so they looked into it, and they started doing it themselves on Friday nights as a weekly singles night, where they tie a big red bow on their cart and actually go around and meet people that way. You know, while they're shopping, they can meet people. And I actually think, you know, that's actually a pretty decent idea. You know their shopping habits. You know what kind of food they eat. You know what kind of medicine they're on, maybe. But if you're going there for singles night, maybe should lay off their herpes ointment that night. You know, maybe not buy that.
They have that at Walmart?
I assume. I don't know. I haven't...
You seem to know a lot about this.
I haven't
this.
Been shopping for herpes ointment nearly enough, but Walmart is... Walmart actually would be a good place to meet people, probably.
I used to work at Walmart, and it was pimp, because females come out of the club and stuff like that. They would then come up to you and try to talk to you.
At Walmart?
Yeah, because I was an overnight stalker.
Oh, I got you. So they come out of the club and then they'd be like hungry for some Funyuns or something? Or
they'd be hungry for whatever they, you know, I guess snack in a man. Because they'd sit up there and they either hit on other customers or people working there.
Huh. No, we didn't. Things didn't work out so much at the club. I'll go hook up with the overnight guy at Walmart.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yep, not a problem.
See you. See? Huh.
It's true.
Yogurt, though? I mean, how many people get drunk and then want yogurt?
Hungry people.
Yogurt?
What's wrong with yogurt?
When you're drunk? Yogurt? Ugh. Come on. Like, you need something salty or whatever. Stooks in the morning.
It's just an urban legend.
What?
I'm sorry, one more time I didn't...
We've got an urban legend.
Oh, okay. I thought we were done talking about this, but okay, go ahead.
The urban legend I've heard is that if you trespass on old man Lipnicki's property...
Yeah?
He'll rip off your nether knuckles, boil them, and feed them to his cat, Fester.
What? Really? So if you trespass on his lawn, not a good idea?
No, because I hear that he'll rip off your nether knuckles, boil them, and feed them to his cat, Fester. Mm.
Any chance that this is old man Lipnicki?
I've got to go. My apples are burning.
Your apple?
What?
Oh. Guess he hung up.